I don't need the reminders of many choices deemed tragic. World over, the stage is in a panic. Sadly, I sit wondering which pit I'll emerge from tomorrow. Good evening. This is the Irregular Man Podcast. I'm your host, the Black Lex. It's very interesting this time to be two realities fighting. One reality is right, one left, and we think the other is the crazier. We're all mad. We know nothing about the other story and don't care to. We're consumed with truth, but lies are heaped up by the media for us to consume, and we're consumed by them. Eaten forever, for all time, and there is nothing but fire to be seen. Is this all real? What do we feel now that life isn't what the majority expected? But I'm seeing things. I'm seeing them. I'm coming closer to some grand liberation. And only God will see me through. Stuck in this bog of virulent passivity, we watch, wait, and are bombarded by cascades of monumental nothingness, groping wildly for rope and rescue, yet no purchase granted me. I enlist prayers for solace under duress, and then I think whatever, wherever I am, I just don't love myself enough to get the fuck out of here. And that's what we end up being lost in. It's a fight of two halves, light and dark, two opposing sides that somehow are just like ships passing in the night. They see each other but never really meet. They never touch. It's awkward trying to find your way around certain things, especially these things that cause you pain, cause you to suffer. I think Jordan Peterson put it best by saying, this life is something like unbearable suffering. And maybe that's too much for people to hold on to. I think the idea that life is suffering is lost, and that people reach too much for pleasure. And we forget that pain aids us as well, just as much as pleasure might, maybe even more. Maybe the pain is what wakes us up to the idea that we need to change things, that they need to be fixed. And sometimes pain isn't real. Sometimes we create it with our minds. Sometimes it becomes infectious, and we want it to infect everyone else around us. It is a virus cooked up by our own dreams, our nightmares, our insidious ideas about others. A xenophobia of the brain. With the Irregular Man Podcast, I hope to give you these short bursts of insight with a little bit of poetry interspersed. Not only for my benefit, but for yours. Hopefully you'll see where I'm coming from. Maybe it will help you. Maybe it'll give you a chance to look at things a bit differently each day. Thank you so much. I am the Black Lex. Till next time, take care.